fucking shit. He was keeping a running list of my eccentricities? Or was it a red flag tally? In either case, it was a little unsettling, but mostly it was goddamn hilarious. He was hot and could flawlessly land a comedic bit without breaking a sweat? Things were looking up. "You should probably keep that pad out," I informed him, cryptically and sassily. "That list is going to get a lot longer tonight." I then punctuated my retort with my own carefully timed sip of water as if to say, "Game on, playa." That saucy interplay set the tone for what ended up being an enormously entertaining, enlightening, flirtatious, and fun dinner, during which I learned that he had not, as I assumed, been born with a silver spoon in his mouth. As Kit, whose birth name is Christopher, explained, he had grown up the only child of a toolmaker dad and a quilt-making mom in a small podunk town in Pennsylvania called Millersburg, not to be confused with Millersville, he clarified, whose biggest claim to fame was that it didn't have a single traffic light within its 1 square mile border. Everyone knew everyone's business, he sighed. Not an ideal environment to grow up secretly gay. After high school, he attended the local Harrisburg Area Community College, where he majored in photography before completing his 4-year education at the Rochester Institute of Technology, RIT, graduating with a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree in Photographic Arts and Sciences. He had then continued his education at the University of Miami,